Austin's team at Stephen F. Austin has something really interesting brewing.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
They've got a setter who is... Yeah! What's going on? Yeah! What is happening here? Hey, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
Yeah,
hey.
Here in the building.
Clarence, we're on the air.
Yeah, I know you guys are not on the air right now, but I just wanted to, come on in here because I was just down in the boiler room. Yep. I was giving the pipes the old once-over with a monkey wrench.
Again.
Getting everything all cinched up.
Yeah.
You know, using some pipe dope, making sure you got good connections and some silicone threading on there.
Oh, there you go.
Some tape put on there. But and I heard you guys talking about, let's say football and baseball. And it reminded me of an old sports story I wanted to tell you guys. And
okay.
Then, maybe a little bit later on you can use it on the air.
I guess we'll just go ahead and carry it live.
So this was in back in 1971.
Okay.
And it was me, D.B. Cooper.
Huh.
Okay.
The son of Sam.
Wow.
Let's see, the flat-voiced actress and songstress Selena Gomez, who has local ties.
Yeah, a little
and
young.
It seemed like there was someone else with us. I can't quite
could it be
remember.
A TV personality?
Somebody. It seems like it was a Channel 4's quietly convicted felon, Michael Harvey Ducey.
Harvey is
quietly
his middle name?
Convicted.
Yeah, and Ducey and the son of Sam's sister, they were pretty hot and heavy at this point.
Oh, they were.
But anyway, Ducey comes up with this plan, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He was always coming up with wild plans, and he wanted to rob a toupee factory and get the world's finest toupees for resale in the Brazilian market. So to raise money for him to buy himself toupees.
Okay, he was only like 9
at the
time,
I think.
Yeah, but,
right. and so, Selena didn't like that because she's a good girl. She just wants to sing songs and stuff like that. But anyway, she also wanted to use the money to fund a future love affair with Justin Bieber. Anyway, and
to fund it.
But DB and I, we won the argument. We came up with the goal of this. We wanted to just get enough money to buy the Oakland A's new baseball uniforms.
You didn't like them.
Didn't like them. They were horrible back in the day.
Yeah.
So, and actually, Ducey was the one who came up with the plan to hijack an airline and to get this money. And so we drew straws for it. Well, I draw the short straw.
Uh-oh.
So I have to go into parachute training and all that. So I had to learn how to use a parachute, and DB was my understudy.
You didn't learn that
but
in the Army?
No. I didn't learn it then. But we all were on that plane. I mean, me and DB and Deuce, and Selena couldn't make it.
Okay.
I think it's because she wasn't born yet.
Probably, maybe.
But anyway, both of us, but all three of us, we was on there, and I hand the stewardess the note, give us a parachute, some monies. And some of those little pecan sandies. I like them little treats.
Yeah, those are tasty.
They didn't have any
doubt.
On board. But at one point, I got scared because she saw inside my briefcase where I had a couple sketches of the new A's uniforms that I had planned.
Wow.
Fantastic piping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was all about the piping.
Okay. I'd like to see those.
But Ducey was on board. He's on the flight, coked out of his mind, as usual. Anyway,
oh, my gosh.
Ducey and DB, they were hiding in the bathroom when they let the other passengers off. So I was the real guy.
Yeah.
I was the actual guy there.
Yeah.
So we let off all the passengers. They give us some money, the chutes and everything, and then those guys come out of the bathroom, Ducey and DB Cooper. And comes time for all of us to jump. Well, a huge fight ensues. Ducey's mad because we didn't want to go along with some plan he was rambling about opening a nightclub. I mean, he was just talking a mile a minute. So he gets mad at us, and he lowered the staircase and jumped out without any parachute. Last thing I saw of Michael Harvey Ducey, he was sailing down onto the Washington countryside using his toupee as a windsail.
Well, must have
so
worked.
I have no idea what happened to him.
It worked.
Yeah, he's fine.
And so then it's me and DB Cooper, and we're like, what's going on? We got to decide which one of us is going to jump out. We jumped out in tandem. Tandem jump out of there.
Okay.
And lo and behold, I don't want to say whether we survived or not, But let's just say the next season, Mokelnays had new uniforms, y'all.
So that's the story
of
D.B. Cooper.
That's the story of D.B. Cooper and what really happened that day. And I know you guys always like all my sports stories.
Yeah, that's quite a doozy.
You guys always believe them. That's one thing I love about you guys is how gullible y'all are. So anyway, I just wanted to come and tell you that story and tell you also, hey, head down to the boiler room. I just made a fresh batch of sugar cookies with peanut butter on top.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Sounds good.
Sports star, I want to tell you, and before I go, let me just fire this shotgun.
No, not inside.
Oh,
not inside. There he goes, Clarence the maintenance man.